From the halls of every school in Michigan, this is School Talks on 760 WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy. Sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins and Plaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by Must Construction Careers. Now, take your seats. Class is in session. Here's Robert.
Welcome to School Talks. We have a great lineup for you today with our core sponsor, Musk Construction Careers. We'll be joined by Jennifer Mefford, Director of Communications. And from the workforce development part of Musk, we're joined by Cheryl Sanford, the Director of Workforce Programming, Kevin Weeks, the Director of Business Development, and Ron Merritt, the Project Coordinator. All this and more coming up. This is School Talks on 760 WJR.
This is School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Joining us now on the program is Jennifer Mefford, Director of Communications for MUST. Welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
I appreciate you taking time to join us on School Talks. I think a good place for us to start for our listeners is, can you give us a background on the MUST organization? When did it start and how has it grown over time?
So MUST is a really unique organization, and MUST stands for Management and Union Serving Together. MUST came together and was formed in the late 90s to really answer a question in the construction industry around safety and drug screening for the workforce. So that was kind of how it came together, and it's very unique in the country. I would not be surprised if it's the only organization of its kind that is a full industry collaborative, committed to bringing a screened and drug-free workforce to the unionized construction industry. So it consists of all of the construction associations and all of the different trades unions working together.
And, you know, I've had the good fortune of having MUST be a sponsor of School Talks. And in my time working with MUST, I've learned just how representative you are in terms of career opportunities. And I'm curious, how did MUST expand to include career outreach?
So as MUST, developed, of course, all of the drug screening and safety awareness continues on as it has, and it's such a valuable thing. But we really saw this need among all of the different trade groups and the contractor community for workforce, right? We're in the same situation as most industry, where workers have been difficult to find at times, and also trying to balance bringing new workforce online to kind of meet the demand of retirees kind of moving out of the construction trades. So we developed two different divisions that really have two unique purposes. MUST Construction Careers is our school's outreach program, and that's what you're most familiar with, Robert. And that is a team that's really dedicated to reaching out to the K-12 community, attending all the job fairs, making sure the counseling departments and educators fully understand what our apprenticeships look like, what those processes are, and frankly, making it easier for the schools, educators, counselors, as well as students and parents to find our opportunities and to work with us.
So later on the program today, we're going to talk to some of your colleagues about workforce development. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on sort of the general outlook of workforce development and the interest in trades generally? Because the thing I've learned over time is there are so many trades that many people might not even know exist. So what is your thoughts on sort of a general outlook and interest in the trades?
You know, I think it's shifted a lot in the last several years. And part of that is the state of Michigan's commitment to promoting skilled trades career pathways. That is also unique across the country. You're starting to see more and more of it, but 10 years ago, that really wasn't the norm. So I think Michigan took a leadership position, and we were there to kind of meet that moment with them and make sure that we were messaging to broadly to the market, the community, and of course to schools, parents and students about what those trades really look like. So we created a resource guide that talks about all the 17 major trades, but it also talks about the contractor side of the construction industry. There's just as much opportunity for career pathways on the contractor side as project managers, estimators, folks that work at the client level, as there is in the field. So it's really nothing but opportunity, but we needed to make it a whole lot easier for the market to understand what the opportunities were and how to connect with them.
You know, your example of the sort of project management side reminds me of a story. This is probably 20 plus years ago. I'm a young administrator in public schools, and I met for the very first time someone from a construction company who's responsible for estimating the cost of a project. Mm-hmm. And when you consider the size of it, you're spending millions of dollars and you have all those issues like, is there going to be inflation and so on? And it really made me appreciate how critical that estimation is to finishing the job with the amount of money, in this example, that your local taxpayers gave you to renovate or build a school. And such a sort of a micro view of something construction related, but arguably one of the most important. It reminds me of before you go on vacation, you certainly need to know how much money you have. And that,
right,
that whole estimating thing is so different. You also mentioned one other thing. In my time as superintendent, I knew lots of community members who did not have children in school, and what would remind them that school is starting is seeing all the buses on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of when you drive downtown right now and you see all those high-rise cranes and the raw
right.
ironwork, it reminds people of, hey, there's not only are there a lot of trades and a lot of different opportunities, but it's sort of a built-in signal that there is workforce opportunities right in front of you. So an interesting sort of merger of things that create opportunity. So let me ask, in light of that, are there any unique challenges facing the union construction industry?
Right now, the market is very strong. Of course, you know, I think we're all looking down the road a couple of years to see, you know, is the market going to stay consistent? Is it going to soften? But we're always kind of looking at that in the construction industry as we go. We've been driving very strong numbers for applications to all of our trades. So I think that we've, you know, done a ton of outreach that was going to fill that pipeline, which is great. I would also say that's true on the contractor side. Long term, I think, you know, an opportunity really more than a challenge, but of course, every opportunity seems like a challenge, is the introduction of and the impact of AI in the construction industry. So AI will have its most impact, you know, in some areas of project planning on the contractor side, more so than it would in the field. But it's a different skill set. But for me, on the younger end of our workforce, getting interested in the industry, I think it's a plus. You know, I think that there's great interest in AI, and I think we're going to need more people who are very open to using it, applied correctly under the right circumstance in construction.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned earlier the role that MUST is playing in career opportunities in K-12 schools. And if a school wanted to connect with MUST for a particular career pathway program, where do they go? How should they go about that?
Sure. They should visit us at MUST Careers, MUSTcareers.org. They'll find all the resources there, but also find our team. And our team is really there to be your resource, to provide that concierge service, to make sure that schools connect with us very easily. We understand that schools don't have always a tremendous amount of staffing that's going to be able to do all this. So we'll help coordinate bringing all of the trades, all of our groups to career fairs, job fairs, and of course we have the resource guide.
And, you know, there's a term, sometimes it's overused, called synergy, but in my experience as superintendent, we had a number of career pathway programs, and we had 15 different career pathways students could pursue while in school, many of which led to initial certifications like emergency medical technicians, et cetera. But one thing neat about school-based personnel in career and technical education is many of them have a wealth of experience in industry.
Yes.
And I think about how their experience, coupled with the connections that you can provide them and sort of wrapping around a student opportunity, it really is a great opportunity for this synergy to create a chance for a student to not only enter a trade, but know way before they have to make a commitment, is this really something that I want to do? And I think that by far the way the apprenticeships program, the apprenticeship programs work, and the opportunity for them to explore without having to take that leap of faith, hoping that this is what I want to do, I think is an exceptionally important part of the work that MUST is doing. And I, like I said, I'm entering my second year on School Talks here, and I've had the opportunity to interview many schools and teachers and programs in the career fields, and the way MUST can connect to them is incredibly important. So on that note, I want to thank you, Jennifer Mefford, the Director of Communication for MUST, for joining us on School Talks. We have a great show today with the workforce development folks from the organization, and I appreciate you stopping by School Talks.
Thanks for having me.
So coming up after the break, we'll be joined by our friends from MUST, Cheryl Sanford, Ron Merritt, and Kevin Weeks. This is 760 WJR.
This is School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy, sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins and Blaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by MUST Construction Careers. Once again at the head of the class, Dr. Livernoy.
Joining us now on School Talks from MUST Construction Careers, we have some really important people who do some really important work on behalf of many construction trades in the area here. Joining us is Cheryl Sanford, the Director of Workforce Programming. Kevin Weeks is the Director of Business Development, and Ron Merritt is the Project Coordinator for MUST Construction Careers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to have you here. As our listening audience probably knows, MUST is one of our core sponsors of School Talks. And over the past several months working with the group, we've been able to showcase and bring on many different trades and the apprenticeship opportunities available for students coming out of high school, and as I've learned, for people maybe interested in changing careers. And when you get the backstory on MUST, it makes me appreciate how important it is, the kind of work that you all do to deliver this service, which, take a drive downtown here, there's a lot of stuff going on that I think you are incredibly important to that process. So with that, I'd like to start with you, Cheryl. A good place for us, I think, for our listeners is, what is the primary mission of MUST Workforce Development, and how do you think it aligns to Michigan's broader workforce goals as the state tries to reinvent itself?
MUST, as an organization, has been around for over 30 years and provides health and safety training and drug testing for the construction industry. MUST Workforce, the department that I work with, along with my colleagues, started about 3 years ago as a way to be really intentional about connecting job seekers to those opportunities in the construction building trades industry. So looking for individuals who maybe are not quite sure what they want to do in terms of a career pathway. Perhaps they never thought about the building trades. They really don't know where to start, what it takes to work in that industry. And that's where we come in to help increase that connectivity for job seekers, but also for employers who are looking for talent. There's a real need for skilled trades talent in the industry. So we also work with our contractors, with our apprenticeship schools, to help them identify talent to work in the industry.
And you know, I can tell you, growing up in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, a pretty strong blue-collar town back in the day, I thought at one point I had a good understanding of what trades were. You know, I knew electricians and plumbers, but when you look at the broader scope of what MUST represents, there are trades that I really maybe understood what they are, but didn't know they existed to this level. We recently had the elevator constructors on. Obviously, there's carpenters, but there's glazers and glass workers.
Right.
And when you look at a building being built downtown, like the Hudson's Tower, every one of these trades is in that building at some point in time doing their part to make it happen. And it really is a neat thing to watch sort of come together to build something. With that, Kevin Weeks, how does MUST Workforce Development address economic and environmental justice issues in the programs and services that you offer to your members?
If I can just add on, and thank you for having me, if I can just add on to what Cheryl said, it is that the outreach, that education of letting job seekers know career pathways, but also helping employers understand how to build talent pipelines, how to marry those two. There are so many unfilled jobs in Michigan that pay well, but how do we do that outreach? So I can give you one example. One of my partners, IBW, the training center, they do outreach. They have open houses to engage K through 12. And then just to bridge that gap, to have principals and math teachers to let them know why math is so important. Oftentimes you hear people say, well, math isn't for me. Well, you use math every day. Sometimes you just may not be knowing it. But to build the building trades, they show you how to apply math.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental justice, I can tell you we're training apprentices to build alternatives like solar labs and EV installers. So again, you're expanding their skill set to be employable.
You know, when I was a superintendent, I knew many students, when you'd ask them what do they want to be, it was often something very popular in our culture because that's what's in front of them. Whether it was, I want to be a basketball player or something that's really popular in our culture. And the way MUST is going about the outreach to get into the schools, I think is probably one of the most important things that can help Michigan's future by putting children in front of things that eventually become a career for them. And as you said, a very well-paid career, and not to mention how you learn on the job, no college debt. It is truly a wonderful opportunity for them. In fact, Ron Merritt, can you describe some of the training and placement services MUST provides to job seekers as they consider one of the trades in front of them?
Sure. Thank you for having me today, Robert. One of the models that we utilize in the MUST workforce development is a work-based training model, which is what we call Fast Track. And so what we understand is that some of the challenges for employers to find some of that pipeline talent, and we use this work-based training model to actually help identify those individuals that have expressed to us an interest in getting into the trades. And so with our Fast Track model, we'll utilize this as a 10 to 16 week platform to actually engage individuals at $18 an hour to work on a work site to understand, hey, it's a test run. It's for the employers to understand if, you are a good fit. It also helps the fast tracker to understand that, hey, maybe the trades is not for me. But we use that evaluation process from our employers, to help understand if they were coachable, if they had interest, if they had initiative. And so what we understand is that, once those individuals have expressed that, a lot of the onboarding, identifies once they complete an application, we interview them. It helps us to help, find that type of talent. And as well, when they're onboarding, we also identify those that may need some additional training. Sometimes they may have to have some safety modules. So MUST does offer 18 safety modules as well. Mm-hmm. In addition to some of the other trainings that we offer in that Fast Track are what we call a Skills Fusion online web-based. And what that Skill Fusion does is basically gives you the opportunity to understand the electrical mobility sector. So if you are interested in maybe going in that sector, we have some competency modules that you can complete. So those are just some other things that you can use as a resume builder to actually pipeline into the industry.
If you really want to know what workforce development is, that's a commercial right there.
Yeah, I would say that.
about it. So we're currently chatting with Cheryl Sanford, Kevin Weeks, and Ron Merritt from Musk Construction Careers. I want to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, though, I'd like to talk more about some of the apprenticeship opportunities and collaborative efforts you have with corporations in that. So if you'll stay with me, this is School Talks on 760 WJR.
School Talks on WJR with Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Welcome back to School Talks. We're chatting with our sponsor group from Musk Construction Careers about the wonderful opportunities they provide people with workforce development opportunities. Before the break, we were talking about sort of the big mission of workforce development at Musk and the kinds of things you do to help people take that next step. And Kevin Weeks, in your role as Director of Business Development, what industries or occupations does Musk focus on when preparing workers for an employment opportunity?
Roughly, there's over 20 construction building trades. So if you look outside your window, you see a high rise. Yes, if you're you have iron workers that are doing that. If you're traveling on the freeway or roads and you're in construction, well, guess what? You have operating engineers that are doing that work. Electricians, carpenters, pipe fitters, millwrights, roofers. The list goes on, and just the need to build Michigan's workforce. So many of those jobs, there's a huge need, and some of those are going unfilled. So it's really important that we connect and we do outreach.
And you know what's amazing about your characterization of that is any building you go into, as I mentioned before the break, any building you go into is touched by every one of those trades. I think if not all of them, 90% of them, every building's got to have plumbing and electrical and windows, and it really is a transition. Also, before the break, we were talking about environmental issues and things like that. And Cheryl, could you share with us how the apprenticeship and pre-apprenticeship programs support Michigan's transition to what we would consider as a cleaner or greener economy?
Sure. Many of the trades, as we've discussed, there are over 20 building trades. Many of them have some component of clean energy. Kevin mentioned a lot of the work that we do with the IBEW. So when you talk about clean energy technology such as wind, solar, electric vehicles, those are all technologies that are part of the apprenticeship for the IBEW. Mm-hmm. So when you know, we think of an electrician as just the person who does the wiring in the building, but it's so much more than that. So they get all of that technology. Laborers, carpenters, all of them have some facet of that clean energy sector training. So part of what we do is with not only the workforce division, but also our careers construction, is to provide that career awareness and exploration, because you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. As you said, people want to go into everybody wants to be a basketball player or a rapper because that's what they see. Mm-hmm. Or truck driving it's a high demand occupation, but everybody knows someone who's a truck driver, or maybe entry level medical. Typically, they don't always know people who work in the skilled trades because it's been much more difficult to get into. You don't necessarily, your next door neighbor may not be an electrician, so you just haven't had that kind of exposure. So not only the traditional trades, but also how it spills over into the clean energy sector. Mm-hmm. So again, electric vehicles, solar, there's a huge push for that. Mm-hmm. So in any of those trades, you're going to be exposed to those technologies, which just enhances your career pathways.
And all of those technologies exist in corporations, companies doing the work. And Kevin Weeks, what kind of partnerships or collaborations have you found to be most effective in advancing workforce development for Must?
It's a multi partnership. When we're at the state level, we're working with the state with it's called an ELC, employer-led collaboratives. So when we're help defining what the need is, but we're also working with the state on identifying barriers that are affecting workers, such as transportation. But also we're learning that it's not a one size fits all as far as barrier removal from urban, suburban, and rural. So they all have different barriers. But how we collaborate and how we align resources to help support workers transitioning to full-time employment. We have Siemens partnerships that's working with our electricians. We had just one small employer. We have one employer, small employer, but we helped him navigate a grant for health and safety, getting equipment. So you're just not working, but you're safe. You're safe doing that, but it's that mix of working with employers. And I can tell you, we have training centers, let's say IB training centers, where they're teaching the latest and greatest in EV and solar. So, but just imagine, so not only are they training, but they're building up. So you have training centers that are zero net. So they're the first adopters of having a zero net cost for running the building, because electricity can be some of the highest expenses. Mm-hmm. So we have many employers where we're doing work-based training, where apprentices or pre-apprentices are getting hands-on experience, similar, almost like a rotational, almost like you may have an engineer doing a rotational at let's say at one of the big three. Well, we have our apprentices that are doing a rotational to see, hey, this is great, or I don't like this, or there's more to this career pathway.
And you know, one of the things I found Must excels at is anticipating what the evolving demands are going to be, to your point about EV or solar. And by staying ahead of the curve, you really provide opportunities for students to enter the workforce. In that sort of same thinking, Ron Merritt, how do you measure the success of the workforce developments that we're talking about?
So a big component in my role is the placement piece, and we know how critical that is. And to kind of piggyback on some of the things Kevin has said, as far as partnerships, we use our workforce development agencies to help upscale some of our workers. So some of our fast trackers have come into our program to work in the capacity of getting their CDL training. And so with that piece, it's been very crucial in allowing individuals to go into what we call an outside lineman, groundsman position, working in that electrical sector. So we've had outcomes where some of them have become tree trimmers. Some of them have become drownmen, making like $36 an hour in their first, month. So we're proud of some of those outcomes, not to mention some of the fast track pieces that we had in MSU with some of the revitalization of the campus dormitory. And so from that, we were proud to help an individual female get into what we call the plumbers. She came in as electrical, but then she changed her mind because of the 16 weeks, 12 weeks that she was able to understand what that could look like for a career pathway. So we're excited about the placement and the work that we're doing as it relates to outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I want to take another break. I still want to talk a little bit more about how you're anticipating the evolving demands in Michigan, and more importantly for our School Talks listeners, especially our educators, what some of the resources are for students and the adults supporting them in this process. So if you'll stay with me, we're going to take a short break here from our sponsors, and we'll be back right after this.
School Talks on WJR is sponsored by Wakely Associates, Plant Moran, Real Point, Collins and Plaha, O'Reilly Rancilio PC Attorneys at Law, Clark Construction, and by Must Construction Careers. Now let's get back to class. Once again, your host, former Superintendent Dr. Robert Livernoy.
Welcome back to School Talks. We're continuing our important conversation with Must Construction Careers about all the opportunities they provide in workforce development. And I want to take a minute and share with our School Talks listeners something. You've all probably heard the phrase, you're so far in the forest that you can't see the trees. And when you look at how we educate children in Michigan and across the country, it's really easy for us to lose sight of the fact that most of what children learn in school is for the purpose of getting a job one day. And I think when you hear about some of the feelings of people who leave school and whether they feel like they've been adequately educated, or they go to college and study something that they never use and they end up somewhere else. And it all sort of boils back to the idea that learning, at least in our culture and economy, is for the purposes of eventually finding a job. And some of us are luckier than others in terms of knowing what you want to do at a young age, doing it and having a career, where others sort of find their way. And when you look at it through that lens, it really makes what you're doing in workforce development that much more important. At the same time, supporting Michigan's economy. As we talked before the break, Kevin mentioned the shortage of workers in certain areas. And, you know, when a building goes up, a high rise or something, you sort of take for granted all the moving parts. But when I think about workforce development, it really is the anchor to whatever it is you may have learned at some point in your life. And I just wanted to frame that around this last piece, because when I think about resources for kids and adults, Ron Merritt, could you help us understand how resources are available for them who may be underemployed or maybe a displaced worker who started in one career and didn't like it and wanted to go somewhere else, and helping them get these new skills?
So in our outreach efforts, one of the resources that we strongly depend on is our what we call Must Workforce Careers. And so that's an initial component that has been very instrumental in us initiating that conversation with educators, with youth, and with parents. And so with that piece, that always starts the conversations to introducing what the trades can actually bring exposure to. Recently, Workforce has had an opportunity to work with Detroit Workforce for the Future, which is an opportunity for us to work with 11th graders and 12th graders to actually bring them into the industry, almost like on a pre-apprenticeship level, with certificates as well. Another component of our partners that we utilize is the Michigan Works for displaced workers as well. And so we help identify those individuals and meeting the needs, or possibly, like we said, getting a CDL piece, getting that funding piece in order for them to maybe upskill some of their wages, so they'll be more in a competitive outcome of wages. Yes.
And the diversity of the workforce that now makes up construction careers is, I'm sure you would all agree, substantially different than it once was. I had the opportunity previously on this show to interview women in STEM. Mm-hmm. And the workforce efforts they're doing to promote women in construction careers. And in the spirit of that, Cheryl, could you tell us what role Must in the workforce development process plays in helping build that sustainable, inclusive workforce?
We've been very intentional about our outreach efforts to include underrepresented populations, individuals who never thought about working in the construction industry, because as the demand grows for the skilled trades, and that's pretty much across the board, we have to rethink how we create a sustainable pipeline of talent. And part of that is reaching out earlier, so connecting with high schools and looking at how do we align high school curriculum with skilled trades opportunities, so that what you're learning in high school is directly related, as you said, to your career pathway. And understanding that there are multiple career pathways, not just in the building trades. It could be medical, it could be IT. The same model works for all of those occupational structures. But we've been extremely intentional about not only the schools that we work with, but also the community organizations, the Michigan Works agencies that we work with, apprenticeship readiness programs, pre-apprenticeship programs. And that's the work that we all did. We come from the Michigan Works system. So that's the work that we did before coming to Must, to create the Must Workforce division. So we still use all of those resources. Individuals who are going through a classroom-based apprenticeship readiness program to help connect them to the industry still need that hands-on work component. And that's why programs like Fast Track are so important, because it provides that real-world relevance to your career opportunity. You may think you want to be a carpenter until the first day you show up on a work site. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do that on the front end, and if it isn't the best fit for you, that's okay. We can redirect you through our Michigan Works partners, through our other workforce partners, to help you find what is the best fit for you.
Mm-hmm. And that is a big commitment that you avoid having to make, where you sort of get to test drive things.
Yes, yes.
And it really goes to my point earlier about people who end up getting an education in something and find out they don't like it, and now they have to shift gears. And that whole displaced worker thing, the timing for this is just absolutely perfect for Michigan and its future. So Cheryl Sanford, the Director of Workforce Programming, Kevin Weeks, the Director of Business Development, and Ron Merritt, the Project Coordinator from MUST Construction Careers. I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. I am excited and confident about the future with people like you supporting the workforce effort in Michigan. So thanks for joining us on School Talks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of our guests from MUST today for giving us a really important perspective on workforce development. I think this is a good opportunity to share with our School Talks listeners how some of these moving parts fit together as it relates to maybe your child in school. And if you're not aware, Michigan has a set of career pathways that are based on what is essentially a state-adopted framework of six different career pathways or zones. And within those six are 17 different career clusters, and within that, 79 different specific career pathways. And all of that sort of trickles down into public school opportunities for students in career tech programs. And if you've been a listener of this show, I've had the opportunity to bring a number of different career and technical education programs on to hear from teachers and administrators about what they're doing in response to these opportunities. And when you think how that occurs in schools, and then we connect that to MUST Construction Careers and their efforts at getting into schools and working with counselors, it really is a great partnership and a way to realize what is absolutely necessary for the state of Michigan to continue to evolve and meet the demands of what really is an economic boom for us right now in terms of construction and related things. And if you haven't been downtown in a while, I say this often, if you come downtown, a sure sign that the economy is booming is heavy traffic, and you see a lot of cranes up in the air doing work. And all of that, in many ways, is tied to the kinds of things that we talked about today on the show. I do want to remind our educators that you can explore these pathways through the Michigan Career Portal, it's called. They have job postings and career information. Or in many communities, there's a local workforce development office and or board that you can contact. So I encourage you to make those connections. And I really want to thank all of our guests today on the program, including Jennifer Mefford, the Director of Communications for MUST. We also had Cheryl Sanford, Director of Workforce Programming, Kevin Weeks, Director of Business Development, and Ron Merritt, Project Coordinator. That's all the time we have for today. But remember, there are two ways to spell one and three ways to spell two. Till next time, this has been School Talks on 760 WJR.